Is anybody out there this morning?
Battery done died again. Come and look at it. I took the battery out. Looked like on the right side.
saw on the hot side, they was looked like two bad cells in the battery because they was white. It looked like he poured battery acid in it about three quarters of the way up and then poured about an inch of sugar in it and then poured battery acid on top of that. I mean, you could see it plain as day through the battery. I took it back, got me another one, and put it back in there, and the bike seems to be doing better now than it was when I put put that battery in.
You know what? I got to put a battery in my Harley.
Man, I don't know what's wrong with that thing, man. I mean, I know the clock on mine stays on all the time. I mean, even when the key's off, the clock still stays on. But I'm thinking about going to Caterpillar and getting me a master switch. You know, one of the old Caterpillar master switch. And mount that thing on the bike somewhere and put either my hot lead to it or ground lead to it. That way when I turn it off, it disconnects everything.
You know, I thought about doing that too. Well, motorcycle batteries are not supposed to last but about 2 or 3 years anyhow. So I've had my bike, this particular bike, I've had it about going on 3 years now, and I guess it was about time for a battery. But anyhow, I'm going over to battery specialist on Furman Hall Road to get me a battery. They seem to have a lot better prices, especially than the Batteries Plus people.
Well, I got my battery it was $59. I ended up with it for $44. A buddy of mine works at Vance over here in Simpsonville, and he got me a discount through his discount.
For me, that's good.
We on it. I took it back. They gave me another battery. I put it in there yesterday, and I hit it for about an hour with the charger, and I took and rode that thing all afternoon yesterday. When I got home last night, I put the charger back on it, let it charge all night. It had a green light this morning, so evidently it worked out pretty good.
KB4CBA.
The neighborhood, Kevin. I tell you what. Hey, Dave.
Don't let anybody on 2 meters these days, I tell you what. How you doing, Steve? Hey, Kevin. I'm on my way to play tennis. I was just listening to y'all woes of the wine and the radio.
I just turned off to get that operator, man, and I got too busy and I probably forgot about it. Did you get rid of it?
Sitting there.
There until one day this week or whatever, or this weekend, I'll come by and pick it up. I probably forgot about it. My mother-in-law got outside, and she had surgery on her foot, and she got out there walking that dog the other day, and the water washed out a little old crevice in the ground, and she stepped in that joker and hurt her foot, and I didn't get to do nothing that afternoon, so I had to get her back in the house and get her back in the chair, but other than that, she's doing good now, so. But yeah, I'll come by and pick that thing up one day this week or this weekend once.
It'll be sitting there. I know, and my wife, she'll be glad to see it gone because it's on her side of the garage.
KN4VWA, you still going to make it Saturday night, Dave?
Shindig?
Yeah, you got it. Hey, Hey, guess who's coming? Even more rawer than that.
Not me, I don't know.
Phil.
Well, if Phil's coming, I don't know.
I know, you know you're gonna love it.
One, say easy for him.
He listens on his Baofeng in his office, if he's in his office. But anyway, maybe he didn't hear that, but it doesn't matter. He knows I'm kidding. So, what do I need to bring?
Well, let me kind of round it up and get back with you just a little bit later on that. Now, did you hear KZ4M jump in there? Hello, Tom.
See, you want a date?
I did not hear you in there. How'd you hear him, Steven? I didn't hear him.
Oh, I don't know. The mysteries of the transmitted waveform. Oh, man. What time did you finally get your power back the other night, Tom?
Thinking it was 2-ish.
Well, we never did lose our power. Hey, Dave, we lost our power the other night. When was that, Tom? Was that Saturday night?
And it was due to numerous monster oaks down on Highway 11. The DOT had to show up and close down Highway 11 between Gownsville and Campobello.
Wow. Okay. Well, did you ever get back up New Cut?
And we left Greer from Eaton that night. We came up by your house and up around that way. Didn't see anything major, but it was ugly on 11.
Wow, shoot, man, you didn't see that huge oak and all those trees ripped down along New Cut right there by my house?
Or two down. I didn't see anything massive. Now that going across 11, that was pretty massive.
Okay. Well, listen to this. We had power. You didn't. And a lot of people look over across 11 didn't. And my daughter-in-law over at Lake Bowen did not have power. They're on the northern end of Lake Bowen.
I didn't lose anything out of the freezer or the refrigerator. So it made it kind of sucky trying to sleep Saturday night. I opened all the windows in the house, and wouldn't you know it, the night we don't have power, you can't buy a breath of wind. It sucked.
What you mean? Step in there, Dave.
Daggum. I'm just winding around the roads here, trying to bypass some traffic lights and get around some traffic here. I'm headed to the sports club.
Well, now, did you have power this morning?
But I lost power sometime during the night because my clocks were all flashing, and I just happened to wake up at a few minutes later than I normally would get up to go to the clinic this morning, and I'm glad I did because my alarm clock was all, you know, the time was all messed up on it.
Well, listen, over there at the end of Pelham Road, there at Charlie's Barbecue where we have lunch, all of that intersection and all that back down through Roper Mountain down through there was all out of power this morning.
I don't know, we might be on the same grid, I don't know. But our power goes out a lot, I don't understand it, you know. if it gets any worse, I'm gonna have to call Duke Power because it's ridiculous. I mean, I guess I'm gonna have to start setting my alarm on my cell phone because it's dependable.
Well, hey, what it is, and I had one of the Duke engineers tell me what was going on. Duke has let down in a major way on their tree trimming operations and over the last few years, and every time you get a little breeze through, one of these big tree limbs comes down on a line and knocks the power out.
They haven't been trimming trees for a long, long time. Yeah, I heard about that. But, you know, then they still have to fix them, so I don't know which is worse. But anyway, all right, well, I'm parked here. Y'all carry on, and I'll say 73s. Enjoy this beautiful day, and I'll talk to you later. KB4CBA, 73s to you, Steve, and Tom.
Dave, and I'll get back with you later on, probably either this afternoon or tomorrow, about what to bring, okay? So what else is up, Tom?
TV for him. Steve, I just leaving GER, heading back toward the house. Went and had my transmission serviced this morning. So I'm getting closer to hopefully being done with the maintenance for now on the Murano.
That's good. I know you've been after them things for a while. At least you don't have to service that one that LBO got. Was it brand new?
Brand new, and lifetime powertrain warranty on that thing.
And what did she get? Frontier, okay, right? How about that? Well, hey, have you seen that new Nissan diesel truck they got out? It's carrying a, I don't know which Cummins diesel engine it is, but they got a Cummins diesel in it. I don't think it's quite as big as the one in the Dodges. But let me tell you something. They've got a top-of-the-line truck stacked with all the junk on it and all that business, and it is $80,000.
That's one of the reasons why I've never even thought about looking at one.
That's even higher than GM and Ford put together, man. Shoot, they're crazy. Been in the car business somehow or another.
Just passed a van that looked like the van from the A-Team and the van from Scooby-Doo had a baby. And I still can't quite figure out what to think about that thing.
It's always funny when you look up and you see something and then you just can't quite process it and you go, okay.
Hey, bud.
I'm down here in the big metropolis of Malden. I'm going to see if I can get in and out of here without getting a ticket. And I got a little machine to work on in a few minutes, and then I'm gonna try to go into that thing. It's called Bend Time. You ever heard of that? It's all the Amazon returns, all kinds of stuff. And on Saturday and Sunday, it's everything in the store is $5, everything $2, and on Tuesday it's $1. So I imagine they're bringing trucks in on Friday, and they get it all put out in a bunch of bins, and go from there. They got TVs and all kinds of stuff. I bought me a boombox for down there in my man cave. It's got a little public address system and a microphone on it and everything, and it's Bluetooth and all this and that and the other. It sounds great. You'll have to come by and hear that thing. It's something else.
KB4CBA, I'm back.
What'd they do, kick you out?
Got confused on schedule. The clinic's tomorrow morning at the one since this evening from 6 to 7:30, but usually it's, well, the one in the morning is at 2:30. At 9 o'clock.
When those alarm clocks get you all confused on your schedule, ain't it, Tom?
Well, I don't think I've had an alarm clock, a working alarm clock in my house for probably 16, 18 years. So, no. But I know what you're talking about, Ben, time now. It's the one that always causes a traffic jam there on Wade Hampton and as you're going into Taylor's.
Is that place still there?
That's, I don't remember exactly when I went by there and looked, but there were cars and people everywhere.
Okay. And where is it in Greer?
And, the address should be Taylor's. Right when you're coming out of Greer, going into Taylor's, right there at the line.
Of all these years, I don't know exactly where the line is.
A moving line. The fire department is one line. The police department's another line. The mailing address is another line, and I'm sure the taxes are entirely different too. So, no, it's I'm trying to remember the best cross street. Is that St. Mark? That's yeah, that works.
Oh, there's a place over there called Salsarita's, I think. Is it right in there? That's at St. Mark's Road. Is it right there in there close to that?
It's on the opposite side of the highway, though. It's on the northern side of Wade Hampton.
In those buildings on the left as you go up the hill from the Salsarita's?
I don't know. Get a map, son. I can't remember exactly which one it is in there. I haven't actually ever been in it.
But you're the man. You're supposed to be in the know. We count on him, don't we, Dave?
You know, the intersection he's talking about, it's, Mr. Salsa is on, at the top of the hill there. It's on your left if you're going west on Wade Hampton, and this place would be on your right. My wife's been there. She said it really wasn't anything to get excited about, and you have to stand in line outside to get in because they only allow so many people in at a time.
Well, that's the end of that right there, then, because I don't stand in line to give somebody my money.
Bunch of change. That's the way it is. So there you go.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know. I've always been that way. I just won't stand in line to eat. I won't stand in line to give somebody my money. I just don't have patience for that kind of thing.
That's one of the reasons why I haven't been there. Well, gentlemen, I am destinating, so I'm going to say you guys have a great day. And 73, and I will be clear on your final. This is Kilo Z4 Mike. Good day.
Try to behave yourself today, Tom, and if you don't get caught. 73s. Later. What's up, Dave?
I guess I'm headed back to the house, and I'll, I've got a doctor's appointment at 1:15, so I guess I'll go out there and see what they're doing on the deck. They ought to be there by now.
Progress on getting that antenna up.
Not since we talked, so, you know, I mean, I've been thinking about it in different places I could put it, and I think I may have a place I can put it, but I haven't started on it yet.
Good enough. if you need some help getting that thing up there, just let me know. See what we can get done, okay?
I don't think it'd be a problem. And those guys helped me Friday, but we just couldn't get the pole level. And but he held the pole for me, and I drove in the ground as far as I could, and put the level on it, and then north to south it was level, but east to west it it needed to go out about 2 feet.
Well, so where are you going to attach it to your house?
About this, I've got a pole left over from the satellite dish people, and I'm thinking about burying it in some concrete and then sliding the fence pole down inside of it and securing it, and then and of course I'll have the guide wires.
That would work. That would work as long as you get it down in the ground pretty good, because your guide wires will keep everything vertical. All right. Well, let me know if you need any help there, bud. Hey, by the way, I can hear that thing growling a little bit in the background when you take off.
I don't know if I was talking then, but I had an Audi come up behind me, and it was Infiniti, and he was getting on it, and after I shipped it out a second, I just let him pass me, because I didn't feel like racing this morning.
Okay, and four of you, yeah, bud, you need to be careful doing that stuff. They gonna get you.
It's funny. The little cars that pull up beside you, these four-cylinder engines, and they got this big loud muffler on the back, and they think they've got something. Yeah, they may even have some mods under the hood, I don't know, but they'd have to have a supercharger or a turbocharger to keep up with me.
Bumblebees. I just swat them.
I tell you, I didn't realize how much I missed the HF. I just... golly, day, it's just killing me. And the guy that put the deck up, that's putting the deck up, he said he was going to get my antenna down, my Wyndham. If he can get it down, I'll rebuild it, and then try to talk Phil into coming back down and and shooting it back up there for me.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, maybe me and you need to build us a potato gun.
I have one. I could have a lot of fun with it. I could, you know, shoot the dog. But no, I wouldn't do that. I'd find something to do with it. Heard Glenn in there. Go ahead, Glenn, KV4CBA.
Really?
Oh, Big Al, what are you doing?
I left it. We're starting to get somewhere a little bit with this lake.
I think you have a place that won't heal there.
They're not wrapping it too tight, and now that we're getting some of the fluid off, and the infection's pretty much gone away.
Well, any improvement there is an improvement, so I hope you keep heading in that direction.
Hey, Dave, I'm going to jump on out of here, bud. I've got to make a phone call. I'm waiting on this guy. He's supposed to be in here, and he ain't showed up yet. So let me see if I can call him, and I'll catch you later today or sometime tomorrow about Saturday, okay? So KN4 VWA, I'll be clear. You guys carry on.
I'm about a mile from the house, so I'm about to clear out here myself. Go ahead, Al.
It is nasty. I can't go outside it, so the humidity is
horrible.
Did it bother you?
The COPD and carbon bronchitis, all that stuff, it's not good going out there.
Yeah, PD is not good. To be out in the heat, and I've been out playing tennis, and I did pretty good. There was one day it was in the upper 80s, and the humidity was real high, and I had to quit before the game was over. I really felt bad because I'd called the guy, you know, to meet him at the club and play, and then had to stop. I told him, I said, man, I just can't go on. And it was in the middle of the day. It was really kind of dumb. We should have been playing in the morning or the late evening, and it wouldn't have been so bad. But anyway,
that much difference. It's so humid, it's just bad. I'll say 73 to let you get out of there because you're almost decimated.
In subdivision here, and I'm at 10th house on the left, so I'm getting ready to park the pony in the barn, as I like to say. I drive a Mustang. The workers aren't here yet. That's interesting. They should get here at 9 o'clock. I guess the boss isn't here yet, so they don't have to be here.
Well, one time we were kids, we took a Mustang one time, had a big, a good sleeve on it. We wanted to see if we could jump the people. So we drove them so bad, we just flew over them. We got in trouble for doing it.
Oh, man. Well, I'll say 73 is Al. You have a good day. I hope things continue for the better there for your leg, and take care of yourself. Stay out of the heat. I'll say 73 is KB4 CBA.